AI code generation is shaking things up, right? Developers are feeling it. It's making us question how we do things, especially testing. Traditional methods, they often fall short with AI-generated code. We need to rethink our approach. It's a whole new ballgame. AI coding is here, and that changes how we test. Think about it. AI-generated code looks right, but it can break in novel ways. Traditional testing strategies might not catch these AI-specific bugs. We need to adapt our methods to ensure reliability. AI code can be deceptive. It might look correct, but still be deeply flawed. We call this confident incorrectness. The AI confidently generates faulty logic that appears plausible at first. For example, it might hallucinate AP is, attempting to use functions that don't exist. Or, even worse, it introduces subtle but significant security vulnerabilities. So, careful review is essential. Categorizing AI code defects gives you a real advantage in understanding them. We see these errors cluster into five distinct types. First, you've got functional errors, coding mistakes leading to unexpected behavior. Think incorrect algorithms or even simple off-by-one issues. Then there are security errors. These are vulnerabilities that could be exploited by someone with malicious intent. Static analysis is like giving your AI code an immediate security checkup. Right after the code is generated, but before it goes anywhere, SAST tools jump in. Static application security testing automatically scans everything. It sniffs out vulnerabilities and common coding mistakes, catching issues early. Dependency verification, it's absolutely fundamental. Before we build anything, we confirm that every package we're using is legitimate. Think of it like this. We're double-checking every brick. Typo squatting is a real threat. Attackers use similar names to trick you into downloading malicious code. Also, version control is crucial. We need to ensure compatibility and check for any known vulnerabilities. It's all about a secure foundation. To get the most out of AI-generated code, try test-driven development, or TDD. Write your unit tests before you accept any AI code. AI models can be pretty good, but often miss tricky edge cases and error paths. That's where your tests come in. Focus them on those potential problem areas. You'll catch bugs early and ensure more robust code. Beyond unit tests, integration testing is essential. It's about ensuring the AI-generated code seamlessly interacts with your existing system. We're validating API contracts, confirming accurate data flow between components to prevent corruption. Mocks and stubs are valuable here, allowing us to isolate the AI code for focused testing. This ensures everything works together harmoniously. AI integration demands rigorous security testing. We have to actively probe for vulnerabilities the AI might have created. Think of it this way. Use DAST against any system component leveraging AI. Then, conduct penetration testing, focusing specifically on those newly AI-exposed surfaces. We're hunting for common issues. Things like SQL injection and cross-site scripting still apply. Finding these weaknesses is crucial. Property-based testing is a powerful way to validate code, especially code from AI. Instead of just testing specific examples, you define properties that must always be true. Take a sorting function, for instance. We need assurance it works beyond a single list. Property-based testing lets us check that the output is always ordered and that it contains the same elements as the input. That's robust validation. To put property-based testing into practice, some great tools can really speed things up. For Python, many developers like Hypothesis. JavaScript and TypeScript folks often turn to FastCheck. It offers similar functionality. And QuickCheck? That's a real pioneer, originally for Haskell, but it's available for Java projects now too. The real power of these libraries is how much they automate. Differential testing is a smart approach to validating AI code. Think of it this way. You give the same inputs to the AI and to a trusted, known good version. If their outputs disagree, that signals a potential problem in the AI-generated code. It's especially helpful for things like algorithms or business rules. Now, what if you don't have that reference implementation? Fuzzing is a really powerful way to uncover hidden vulnerabilities. It's like unleashing a bit of controlled chaos. We're throwing all sorts of unexpected inputs at the AI-generated code to see what it can handle, and more importantly, what breaks. AI code, because it's often optimized for common scenarios, can be surprisingly vulnerable to these kinds of adversarial inputs. Fuzzing helps us find those weaknesses. AI-generated code can behave differently in production than it did in testing. Real-world conditions like heavy traffic or messy data can expose hidden issues. That's why continuous monitoring is crucial. We need to watch error rates, response times, and resource consumption. Spikes in those areas? That tells us where the AI might be struggling and where we need to focus our attention. AI changes everything about software testing. It's no longer a luxury, it's a necessity. AI-generated code introduces entirely new ways for things to break, making our old testing methods obsolete. Think of it as a layered defense: static analysis to catch errors early, dependency verification to ensure compatibility, and of course, the standard unit and integration tests. This multifaceted approach is how we ensure reliability. Direct interaction is key in presentations. What questions do you have regarding AI code testing? I'm eager to expand on techniques we discussed or explore helpful tools. More importantly, let's discuss your experiences. What challenges have you encountered? I'm here to help. Hopefully, that gave you a clearer picture. The key takeaway is understanding how these elements connect. I'm eager to hear your thoughts and questions. What areas are you most curious about? I'm happy to elaborate on anything we've covered.